When you think of organ donation for yourself and with your race, the Raven Rock Ramble, what issues do you want others to know about organ donation?
Well, I want them to hopefully volunteer themselves as organ donors, and they can do that when they get their driver's license. There's websites where they can do that. And in North Carolina, that then becomes a binding choice. That is to say, once you volunteer to be an organ donor, then if you're at a point where you don't need them anymore, let's say that you've been in an accident of some sort or something, then number of organ and tissues can go to save the lives of any number of other people. And for a lot of people, that's sort of out of sight, out of mind. I'd like to bring that more to the forefront, to know that they have options that really can save lives at a point in time where they won't need those anymore.
Lungs, heart, kidney, kidneys, liver, eyes, skin, bone. The list goes on and on. And in each one of those circumstances, the recipient, like you, now get a second life. They are restored to health in a way that if they don't get a transplant, those opportunities are really not as available. So are there other things that we can do as a community to really increase organ donation awareness more than the things that you're already doing?
Well, I think one way is just showing the examples of success that we have. I would have to say that I'm one of those, but there's lots of others as well. I have a number of transplant recipients who are volunteers at my event, and it was kind of surprising that a lot of the participants would say, well, they look like normal people. I said, well, we are normal people.
What's terrifying is the number of people who are on waiting lists across our country keep growing each and every year, and the number of deceased donors remains relatively flat. So organ donation, both living donation as well as prescripted donation, after, for example, going through a driver's license process, mm-hmm. really is the pool of available organs that are so desperately needed. So as much organ donation awareness as possible strikes me as a way of really affecting, at this point, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people's lives.